Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, Lynn Telford, Executive Director of Care and Share. Lynn, welcome to Afternoon News.
Well, thank you.
Boy, I wish we were talking under happier circumstances, but your distribution facility took a pretty ugly hit because of this last weather event.
It was quite a surprise. You know, 5:30 on Friday afternoon, it started raining inside of our 50,000 square foot distribution center.
That's just astounding. So as a result, what has happened to all of that inventory on the inside, particularly given that you'd stocked up for COVID-19?
Well, we have had some damage to the food, but not most of the food. So that's really good. The food that was in the middle of the warehouse seems to be okay. Now, we're still checking it and looking at it. Also, we're worried about some of our equipment that's still drying out, and to see if it's going to be operational when it finishes drying out. So food and equipment and, boy, a lot of effort, you know, a lot of cleanup effort. We have the experts in getting the water off the floor, but there still seems to be water in the ceiling and in lots of hidden places we keep finding. So there are fans everywhere, but we continue to do our work because it's too important to stop.
So right now, you are still functional and still working your mission despite these challenges. What are you in need of right now that the community can turn out and help you with?
We don't know for sure. We believe that we will need some volunteers on Thursday, but we need to verify that we're going to be ready for those volunteers. We have good insurance, but there will still be some costs, but it won't be monumental. And, you know, we are working with our partners and the other food banks in the state to help backfill the food that we have to throw away.
What is the what's next for Care and Share right now, Lynn?
What's next is continuing to feed all the people who need us in Southern Colorado and working with our partner agencies. We just have to find ways around what's going on in our distribution center. For example, the mobile market went out today, and a lot of the mobile market food had been damaged. So we were able to divert food that's going out Monday, and we'll be backfilling that food. So just a lot of logistics and looking at what really is our loss in this event. And then I think there will be some time in working on making sure we have a roof that doesn't happen to again. That was really phenomenal with the water coming in through all of our skylights and fire hatches and then down the side of the building. We need to make sure that can't happen again.
It's our understanding that you lost a couple of offices were damaged. Your refrigerators and a freezer were inundated with water also.
Right. And when you say refrigerator and freezer, this isn't like what people have at home. We have 9,000 square feet of refrigeration and freezer space.
Right.
So we've been able to keep it operational. There are icicles hanging from the ceiling that needed to be knocked down. And there's some food damage to the fresh food that was in the refrigerator. So it's a pretty big deal when those are impacted, but we've been able to keep them running.
Well, Lynn, when you get closer to Thursday, if it looks like you need us to help you offer a call for volunteers, we would love to support you in that way. We appreciate everything that you do for the community in the Pikes Peak region and all of the some 200 partners that you have that are distributing the food that you bring in. We know you have a little bit of a period of recovery, and I know you have a full day, so we've got to let you go. And with our special thanks for giving us a couple of minutes of your time here today.
Thank you, Ted. I appreciate you and the whole community for supporting us.